If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now, go.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to a special festive edition of Soap from the Box, the podcast that goes behind the scenes of all of your favourite shows, EastEnders, Emmerdale, Coronation Street, Hollyoaks, Home and Away and Neighbours. Today, a very special treat for you, all the way from Australia, it's Miss Dani Minogue. Welcome, everyone, to this festive Christmas cracker. Now, you don't even need to pull this Christmas cracker. We're here for you. Now, I'll be the little chocolate coin, cheap but nice. But this lady is the angel or the star on top of the tree, Miss Dani Minogue. Hello again.
That's always the job I've wanted. I've got my ears on ready.
You've got your ears on. Show us your Christmas jumper.
Reindeer jumper.
You've got the sweet one. I've got a bit of a rude reindeer one.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even realize what was on there.
I went into a petrol station last year and everyone was like, wow, that's the funniest Christmas jumper ever. I try to outdo myself year on year.
I thought you were gonna say you bought it at a petrol station.
No, can you imagine if they sold these? They'd be closed down. We're here because obviously everyone go and download the actual podcast with both of us, but we thought because it's Christmas, we need a little special. Now, Christmas, you love it. Some people don't, but obviously we wouldn't be friends if you didn't like Christmas.
I am here to jingle. My sister is probably the most crazy about Christmas out of all of us, which is obviously why she's done her Christmas album. But one of the most amazing Christmas experiences was coming on the Royal Albert Hall stage with her to sing our 100 Degrees Christmas song. And the first time we've ever surprised our parents in our lives. So,
They were there? Were they watching?
Yeah. So they'd flown over to London. I just finished filming X Factor in Sydney about 3 days before. So there was nothing in their consciousness that I could be there because they know how exhausted I am after that and I'll be heading back to Melbourne. And so the song starts and I walk around the Christmas tree to the front and the audience goes,
wow.
And my parents are sitting there going, that girl sounds and looks so much
just like
Danny. And they keep going on that for half of the song because they're my parents. They know my schedule. They're like, she is not here. I don't know who this girl is. She's so like her. I don't know who she is. Until about three quarters of the way through the song, you can see on the video of us performing, we both wave up to the balcony where they are. And they get it. The penny drops. And I had my boyfriend, Adrian, there behind them filming and capturing the moment. It was incredible. So, the best Christmas is getting my first bike and my Barbie.
Yes, first bike. I remember getting the first bike with stabilizers.
And I had the little coloured streamer things coming off the handlebars and a little basket with flowers on it.
Oh, I didn't have those. Luckily, I don't think they wanted me to be gay at that point, so they didn't. Basket of flowers. But actually, you talked about Christmas albums. I've always said I wish I could write music because you only need one Christmas song to basically be set for life. Like Mariah, I think I read she earns something like $200,000 a year just from that song.
Yeah, I think it's even
more, probably.
More. Or maybe that's in pounds. I don't know, but yeah, she's minted off that one. And I'm loving her sort of comedy stuff.
We need to write a Christmas song. I know. Oh, That's why Kylie did a Christmas album, you see. It's all for the festive spirit, but it's also like, this is a brilliant one for my retirement.
A Christmas ka-ching. No, Christmas. She absolutely is obsessed about Christmas. She goes all out with the decorations. And
I was going to say, what's a Minogue Christmas? Do you all go to get, do you normally, you're obviously living in Australia now. Do you normally have it in Australia? Is it a big family affair?
Yeah, even when I lived in London, like for 22 years, I would migrate back to Australia every Christmas time to have Christmas with the family. I think in the 22 years, I definitely missed one, maybe two. That was it. So Christmas is hot. It smells like AeroGuard and sunscreen and barbecues, and it sounds like your flip-flops, and it's like you got sand down your bikini. That's Christmas
so
to me.
Weird. I can't even
Which
imagine.
Which is why
that.
Kylie and I did the song 100 Degrees for our Christmas song.
Oh, I
song.
See.
So it says, it's 100 degrees, it's still Christmas to me, because that's Christmas
What,
for
you've
us.
Grown up, yeah. I can't even imagine that, because I've never done that, because Christmas obviously is just that cold. I mean, it hardly ever snows on Christmas Day, which I wish it did.
Well, we might need to drag you to Australia for a Christmas.
No, I would love to come to Australia for a Christmas, for a Barbie on the beach. Right, the first little thing we're going to do is a carol sing-off. So you've got to be quick with these, right? And then we're going to end by doing just a line of whichever one makes it through. So Silent Night or Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I need a pen. Which one would you
Silent
say?
Silent Night.
Silent Night, okay. Jingle Bells or O Little Town of Bethlehem?
Jingle Bells.
Once in Royal David City or O Come All Ye Faithful?
O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, see, controversy there. Away in a Manger or Ding Dong Merrily on High?
Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Okay, and so then we put those together. So it's Silent Night or Jingle Bells. Tough, that's tough.
Oh, I'll go with Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. And then O Come All Ye Faithful or Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Ding Dong Merrily on High. You can see where I lean towards.
I know, so like, see. And then so the final
Christmas.
Is Jingle Bells or Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells wins. So we will end the show with at least me giving a line of Jingle Bells. Thank God, that's a really easy one. My favourite is definitely Once in Royal David City. I can't believe you didn't even go for that for round. I was trying to pick one that I thought you definitely wouldn't pick over Once in Royal David City.
Oh, my goodness.
I messed up. So I was
Do you
ask,
carol? Have you ever been caroling?
I have been caroling, and I used to when I was younger. I mean, I haven't got, but my voice isn't that good, but I used to always start the school carol service with the solo of Once in All David City. I know.
I can imagine you were the cutest little thing. Like, you've always had a baby face. You always will have a baby face.
Oh, yeah.
And I can imagine you just like.
When my voice was really high, off. Obviously, because it's that really high start, isn't it? Once in
It's still
David
pretty
City.
High.
Your it's voice. Still pretty high. I'm not sure I could do the solo now. It'd be a very, it's kind of like Mariah now when she does
Do you
Nero.
Remember any
it's
of
a much
it?
Lower could you, range.
Could you do one line of it?
How does this, I can't even, no, I can't, no, I can't, no, it's too okay. Embarrassing. No. Okay, so quickly, what the last thing is, were you at Home and Away ever for Christmas? Did you ever do the soap Christmas that you film in like September or something?
I must have been there for Christmas because I did a full year.
Yeah.
Don't remember anything.
I don't
really
know whether Home Away neighbours actually celebrate Christmas as much, actually, probably, because
it's not, I mean,
here we have the whole thing in Emmerdale. I remember I've done so many Christmases where you have snow business come in the summer and like literally cover, and it's the most magical thing with the Salvation Army singing. It's incredible. You can't walk in it because it sticks to your feet, fake snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you walk in it, you just get big tread marks of the thing, but it looks idyllic. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
And do you miss the English Christmas? Have you ever done British Christmas then with the snow?
Yes, I've done one.
You're with your parents. So your parents must have been here when you did the Albert Hall, were they?
Yeah. Plus, yeah, Albert Hall was like just early December. So even though I'd left before Christmas, I did Regent Street and all the Christmas lights, and I was staying at the Langham there. So I walked all around the city through those beautiful arcades and back to the hotel. And, you know, those hotels have everything decorated to the max. And it just felt so Christmassy. I love King's Road, the end of King's Road where you get.
We love King's Road. That was our favorite place ever anyway.
What is the end of it called?
Kings
where
Road.
Where you get the roundabout where Peter Jones is.
Yeah. Kings Road. This is where I meet Glynis all the time. What's it called?
And that was like a little market there.
Well, anyway. It's what the tube's called. Anyway, yeah, I can't remember.
People are going to be listening to this just going oh,
are they mad?
So stupid.
The tube, anyway, oh my God. No, we can't think of it. And actually, did you go carol singing then? Because I can't imagine people opening their doors with Kylie and Danny singing
the
on their doorstep.
The weirdest thing is I've never been carol singing. So it's not really a thing in Australia.
In Australia.
Because it's not dark. We've daylight saving. So it's like light till 11. And... yeah, it's just, it's too hot. Everyone's just coming back from the
beach. No one
would
be in. No one would be in. You'd be knocking on all the doors and no one would answer. Everyone's at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay, so to end on, we need to end on the carol, but quick fire Christmas special again. So very hard questions. Sprouts or stuffing?
Sprouts.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I love a good stuffing.
And I just found a new recipe that I'm going to try. Yeah.
But I do like Brussels sprouts with a bit of, this might sound disgusting, a bit of Marmite mixed in is really nice.
Ooh,
and a bit of sugar.
Recipe.
I will. Okay. It's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, I do love stuffing though. Mulled wine or Baileys?
Mulled wine.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I like a little Baileys at Christmas, but I think I've had a bottle for about 20 years because you only have like one and then it's... well, you've answered this kind of, I think. Sun or snow?
Sun.
Son. Santa's good list or naughty list?
Good list.
Good list.
Now.
Mariah, I didn't know which one to pick. Mariah or the Pogues? They're my two favourite Christmas songs, basically.
Mariah.
Yes. Close though. Fairy Tale in New York. I do love that, even though it's really depressing. But Mariah, she did. We mentioned
I can't do depressing. Christmas is... cheery, happy,
really
sunny.
Cheery. It's the beginning of the Mariah song. Diddle, 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 diddle. It just gets you every time. And it's time for it to come on. Big one now.
I love the diddle, you diddle, were like diddle, ready diddle, for showtime.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song so much. Last one, really hard. Hardest one. Home Alone or White Christmas?
Home Alone.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although I love White Christmas. It reminds me of my granddad. We did sometimes watch that in like August. Yeah. I love White Christmas. Mm. Absolutely love it.
But Elf is my favourite.
Oh, Elf. Yeah. Someone said the other day, Will Die Elf. Hard as their favourite Christmas movie. I was like, someone's dressed. Well, I know. Right. So, well, lovely to speak to you again. It's been amazing. Happy Christmas. I've even
Thank
got
you.
Christmas
Merry
here
Christmas.
For myself. Not that they're Christmassy, but I couldn't think of anything to get.
Is that what you serve for Christmas lunch?
Yeah, that's it.
Have a crisp.
Yeah, I've drunk too much mulled wine, so that's all you get.
Yeah.
So we'll end with a line with jingle bells, whether you want to join in. What are they? So it's jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle,
jingle all the way.
Oh, what, fun it is to have on a one horse.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey, jingle bell. Brilliant. Jingle bells, that's it. That's how we end. Well done, everyone. That's going to be released next year as me and Danny's Christmas duet.
Yeah, we'll try and get it in sync and
a bit of harmonizing. Yeah.
What are you cooking this Christmas?
We don't know what we're doing yet. So normally we either come here or we go hire a little cottage somewhere. I can cook a really good Christmas dinner, actually. I do enjoy cooking Christmas dinner. It's just when you cook, you're never that hungry, I don't think, when you eat it.
Yeah.
It's better. It's better when someone else, and normally I'm drinking wine as I'm cooking, so it gets worse and worse as the cooking goes on.
Okay, but send me the Brussels sprout recipe.
I will. I do cook the best roast potatoes. Tip for everyone. My friend taught me this. So you heat goose fat in the oven first. So make sure the goose fat's warm. Boil the potatoes, obviously, half boiled. Shake them up a bit. Put them on the goose fat and just put fresh rosemary on them.
It's so weird because I don't eat meat, but Mum does the Nigella Lawson recipe that requires a little duck fat, and you shake them around so the edges get all soft and you kind of polenta crust them. I don't know. It's insane.
Amazing. Anything Nigella does.
I will eat those with the duck fat on.
Well, we'll swap recipes. You send me Nigella, I'll send you my Marmite sprouts.
I will. We can post those up.
Well, happy Christmas and happy Christmas, everyone watching. See
Love
you soon.
To you all. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Thank you to Danny Minogue for coming on a special edition of Soap from the Box. Remember, there are over 70 episodes for you to download right now. Whatever you're doing, eating your mince pies, doing your Christmas shopping, still putting the tree up, wrapping presents, have a listen to one of those now. We'll be back with another Christmas special later in the week.